When the church was consecrated on Thursday, the 20th of October, 1904, by the Bishop Edvard Hermann Rohde, it was only 3 days before a big earthquake happened in Oslofjord, northwest of Bohuslän. The quake, which happened during middle of a service, caused panic in more than 50 churches in western Sweden, but Hellevikstrand Church came through without any damage, and the quake did not have to be regarded as some form of omen. The church was originally painted in ochre on the outside, but has since the beginning had 2 major renovations. The first took place in the middle of the 1930s, and the second 40 years later, in the middle of the 1970s. Originally, the church had 480 seats, but since so many seats were not usually required, a few pews were removed during the renovation in the 1970s, and a number of stacking chairs were purchased. The pretable is a smaller copy of the Danish-Icelandic sculptor Thorvaldsen's famous Christus. At the renovation of the 1930s, the pulpit got 6 panels depicting men from the Swedish church's history. We can here see Ansgar, who in the 9th century was the first missionary amongst the heathens in the country not yet called Sweden. One of the sculptures depicts the preacher Henrik Schartau, whose revivalist movement had a firm grip on Bohuslän in the 19th and 20th centuries. On the pulpit is also Edvard Hermann Rohde, who was a bishop in the Diocese of Gothenburg when the church was built. The figures were designed by the artist Gunnar Ekström and carved by the sculptor Albin Heldén, who was from Hellevikstrand. At the front of the nave, to the right of the chancel, is nowadays a baptistry. The font is wooden, drawn by the artist Martin Wallström, and has a cover with the pictures of faces of angels. In the baptistry hangs a painting, painted and donated in 1977 by a priest who served in the church, the teacher and artist John Erik Bekkesten. You will hear more about the church's fixtures in the third and last part of this audio guide.